This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. While negotiators in Washington for the administration and Congress battle over the fiscal cliff and what happens if the nation goes over it, not as much attention has been paid to what happens to the states if an agreement is not reached. But lawmakers at the state capitol are watching it very closely, none more so than the chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, Senate Appropriations Committee. He's held that post for many years now. He is Republican Jack Hill from Reidsville. Senator Hill, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
I take it, just to start with, that you're not one of those who are, as we have heard from some folks on both sides, who are saying, well, it might not be so bad. Let's just go over it and see what happens.
Well, I may be in the middle, because there, as far as the state budget's concerned, there are some effects that would happen, but maybe are not as severe as maybe the impact on the overall economy of the state from sequestration.
Aren't some of these cuts really hitting people who can afford them the least? You're looking at cuts to, say, homeless mental health. You're looking at cuts to families and children in nutrition, child care tax credit, earned income tax credit, those things that might go away if we don't make a deal.
Well, what we as a state would do is, of those cuts that affects that flow through our budget, we're going to look at those individually. And on a case-by-case basis, we would look at whether we needed to try to find the funds to replace any or part. For example, the WIC program is a $300 million program. The 8% cut to that is $20 or $30 million. Well,
a WIC program is families for families and children, food and that kind of thing.
Food and baby milk and those kinds of things. Well, a cut to that seems like a lot of money, and $27 million or whatever it is. On the other hand, that doesn't mean that women would not receive WIC coupons this month. They just wouldn't get quite as many. So whether that's a damaging need that hits those that are vulnerable or not is arguable, I believe. I would just say this: as we look at which programs are affected, we would try to lessen that effect if it was hitting those most vulnerable citizens.
Do we have the flexibility and the reserves to do that, though?
Well, you know, that would be a problem. It would be a problem. But there again, you're talking about 8%, so the numbers are not huge. I just think that a change in the confidence of the public in where this economy is going and where this government is going and addressing that is so important. Businesses are not expanding. They're not investing. Consumer confidence. Now, obviously, the jury's out on citizen spending, you know, during the holidays. But for those people with a job, I don't know that changing that income tax rate is all that big of an effect for people who are working. What I'm concerned about is all those people who can't get a job because there's no growth in the economy. We need to do everything we can to help this economy start to grow again.
So if I hear you right, you're saying it's more important to get a deal because of the psychological effect and a possible recession than it would be because of any cuts to state programs. Is that right?
To some degree, I believe that. I think that you can't cut – I agree with Buffett from the standpoint that you can't cut spending without cutting spending. You're going to have the hue and cry from anybody whose budget might be cut or whose constituency might be cut from the effects of any spending reductions. But I'm telling you, you can't cut spending without cutting spending. And overall, there's going to have to be some effects somewhere for us to get a handle on and to keep from going off whatever cliff we're talking about.
So you're saying with or without a deal, whether we go over the cliff or not, there are going to have to be spending cuts that will affect state programs.
Absolutely. And what we will do is what we would do, and hopefully what Congress will do, is try to lessen those effects on vulnerable citizens.
But any idea where that money would come from? It has to come from someplace else.
Well, that's the issue. But we've done it before. We've struggled before and tried to find dollars to replace those services. But I just don't see a wide range of services in these programs that are affected as being something that's showstoppers for the state. I think they're manageable from the state standpoint. But I still say someone who's working is a lot better off today than someone who's not working. And the 27 million people that don't have a job need some confidence rebuilt in this economy. And I don't believe we're going to get it until people believe that Congress is addressing the problem we've got with the deficit.
Senator Jack Hill is the chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee. He's a Republican from Reidsville. Senator Hill, thanks again for giving us this much time. We really appreciate
it. Thanks a lot. Good to be with you.